Mood Slingers.
Mood Slingers. Mood Slinger Sessions.
Yes, sir. No doubt. Why no doubt.
African Stir Fry.
It's D-Divine for your mind. Yo, yo, yo. What's the question you wanted to ask, Chris? There was a question you were talking about?
Kind of relating to current situations.
All right.
Is it tricking if you got it?
Even if you got it, it's goddamn tricking.
It's still tricking. What say you?
Let's break down the actual, because there are different levels to it, right? Because you have some people that are equated as this, that, and the third. Let's break it down like this. If you meet a female and the first thing you want to do is offer her dinner and a movie, right? That is the traditional, normal way that you do things. And a lot of dudes do that in the expectancy of having sex. You have other guys that do that just for the companionship of it, just for the moment, just to be able to enjoy each other, feel out or whatever. If you're doing it with the expectancy of sex, that's tricky.
Okay.
Now, if you're doing it for...
If you say it with the expectancy of sex on that particular evening or that particular...
Yes, on that particular evening, yes.
Yeah, that's...
I think it's a little bit more to it than
If she's not consensual, you know what I'm saying?
No. Wait. But hold on. No. We're not even going there. We're talking about where dudes always want to shower, you know what I'm saying, the female with various gifts or whatever, for the expectancy of it. Because normally, a female's not going to just jump in bed with the dude like that. But now that, you know, you done took her out, you done bought her this, you done showed her this, da-da-da-da, you know what I'm saying, you're doing that, so maybe she gets this mind from it where she feels obligated to where she wants to sleep with you.
It's more to it than that.
Well, okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
This is what I'm going to say to her as far as how tricking goes. Okay, you meet a female, you want to take her out, and you have this expectancy of sex. Before that, you know you a lame ass. You have low self-esteem, but you got heavy pockets. In any other way, in any other circumstance, you know the woman is out of your league, so all you have to offer is gifts and things that cost money.
Right.
That makes you a trick.
Right.
Well, now, but like I said now, okay, the traditional stuff, because people never clarify the traditional things of the traditional standards of dating. The traditional standards of dating as in modern times now, is where you have to show that you could be the man of the household and provide a certain sort of lifestyle in order for you to be in a relationship with her.
Well, I think if, as a man...
That's what they're pushing. Yeah. I'm not saying that's what it is. It's just that's what they're pushing. Because that's what these women are coming out with now. They're saying, like, hey, you have to have X amount to date me. You have to make X amount a year.
I don't subscribe to that, but I feel as a man, you should be able to... afford, if you call yourself dating,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you should be able to afford the meal and be able to afford the movies and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Wherever you plan on going that evening. You know what I'm saying?
Now, let me ask you a question. Because this is what it's never talked about, right? Like, okay, now I even heard a comedian say that if you don't make at least $40,000 a year, you don't deserve to be dating, or you don't deserve to have sex, anything like that.
Yeah,
that's because what about? Because
everybody deserves to be happy.
Everybody, yeah. Like, I mean, who are the broke people gonna date? Who do broke people go to? If I'm a millionaire, or I'm a six figure earner, whatever. Do you think I'm gonna get somebody out the shelter?
Broke dude?
No, you mean broke dude?
I'm saying broke people in general. What are broke people supposed to do?
Get a sugar
that
pack.
Don't have... No, okay, let me ask you this.
Hold on, wait,
time out.
Anybody under $40,000 is broke, basically?
No, this is not what I'm saying. I'm saying, let me say this. In Atlanta, you have homeless couples.
Yeah.
Homeless! Yep, understand what I'm saying? They are homeless people dating. Somebody on that level, are you saying, no, they should just be whatever? They are content with being homeless. Right. Let me say that. This is not a situation where they're trying to come out. They're in a situation they're trying to come out. And no, they're content. I've been in Atlanta for going close to 30 years. I know people that's been living on the street as long as I've been in Atlanta.
Listen, if they are happy and they're content and living that type of life, who are we to judge them?
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. That's so the whole concept of you have to have X amount a year, you have to be earning, listen, that's bullshit.
Well, see, that's the facade that these people are...
That's the facade that the society wants to push now. Exactly. That the whole internet thing has to push. And
and that's the whole reason Kevin Samuels was telling a lot of our female population is that you're overlooking quality people, you know what I'm saying, because you set these certain standards based upon what society said it should be or that.
Right.
That's why a lot of these females got dogs.
Right.
You know, at home alone.
Right.
With the dog.
Yeah, you know, how come nobody talks about the sister or the female that is making a whole bunch of money that builds the brother up, takes the brother in, and like takes care of him?
That happens too.
On his feet.
That's right. Yeah, that happened. That happened. That happens a lot on internet.
Wait. Is she tricking? Or is she just helping?
Well, see,
they'll put it as she's helping.
But see, that's the thing.
She saw some kind of potential in the dude where she felt like, you know what, if this motherfucker if somebody just gave him a break, he'll be all right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Happens all the time.
Okay.
Happens all the time. There's always, you know, there are a lot of women that get a lot of accolades for transforming a man.
But, yeah. Okay, D, that goes to say, then, if a guy meets a girl, just say you meet her in the mall, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all start talking, you find out she's down on her luck. You know what I'm saying? She's
right.
Living from place to place. You say, well, hey, okay, I see some potential in this chick. I'm going to start helping her out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you put her up in a place and, you know what I'm saying, help her get on her feet. Is that tricky?
That's just basically an acceptance.
On her way from grandmother's house.
You know, I'm just saying, is that tricky? Because that's, I mean,
that is the acceptable form of
pimping. You.
So,
no,
so
that's not. It's not pimping. No, no, no. Come on,
it's not. So now, just being human.
Yes, that's the acceptable form of man doing what he's supposed to do, being the man, being the head of the household, and we'll do, and that's crazy.
That's cool as long as that man doesn't end up getting tricked in the end, or that woman doesn't get tricked in the end.
Mm-hmm.
If you're helping this person get on their feet, you see the potential in them, and you deal with that person, and you extend yourself to help them. Mm-hmm. And they get on their feet, and they get that help. Bye, nigga. Bye, bitch. And now, you know, that's...
Yeah, see, you know, but that all goes into being able to discern and decipher the people that you're dealing with.
Right.
So, in saying that, what about the hot topic that's going on right now?
Oh, boy. Now,
with Zion Williamson.
Oh, now, see, that's... What's crazy is he was just involved... I heard the story. It's like he has a new girlfriend now. He was involved with a porn star, Orion Mills, right?
Yeah.
So he posted a picture with his girlfriend, and you know she's expecting or whatever. So Mariah Mills just jumped out the bag and started talking about, oh, well, you never acknowledged me when you was with me, and da 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 da. And now she's threatening to release sex tapes that they have in him.
You know what? And that's what I meant to ask you too when you first told me about it. So, did he have a relationship with Mariah Mills before this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so it wasn't like he was dealing with Mariah Mills while he was with the chick.
I don't know that part of the story. I can't. I can't verify that.
I'm wondering if it's because you got her pregnant, but not me. I was just a jump off.
No. How about a thing of where, you know, because they have this conduct. NBA has this conduct code. So, whoever, you know, whatever you're doing out on the floor, you know, it has to be sort of a like. It doesn't. you don't want to be in a situation where you're going against their conduct code. You have to create a certain image. So being that he's dating a quote unquote porn star, he kept that under wraps because he didn't want that to ruin his image.
Image, exactly. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Because
man, oh man, are y'all ready to wear the new Zion Williamson's by LA Gear? Boy.
he got a sneaker deal with LA Gear.
Nah, he crowded. That's what's going to go down to messing with females like that.
Destroy you. But that's the thing too, though. What's her motive? You know what I'm saying?
LA you know Gear. What her motive is. You know what her motive is. She's trying to get some money.
Exactly. You know, he getting ready to come up on his new train.
Right.
So why now you coming out of the woodworks and all of this?
Because she getting traded.
I think she's just scarred though, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, she wanted to she wanted to don that wifey, you know what I'm saying? Wifey to be persona and all that. I mean, you know, I mean no, being a porn star is just a profession. Okay, no different. No, because nowadays in these times they say that's no different as if you're a stripper. Stripper is now just a quote unquote profession, regardless of how many men you lap dance with or how many men you take to the champagne room with, it's still her job. Now, this is where it gets tricky. This is where it gets tricky. So, you know, you find out your girl is a stripper, or you find out your girl's a prostitute, or you find out your girl's a porn star, it's like you're supposed to just like it for the person she is, but.
Yeah.
Real talk. You ain't gotta be no stripper. You ain't gotta be no porn star. It's a lot of females out here with body counts.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot. In today's day, they don't. It used to be where they had to hide the body count. Yeah. They had to hide the fact that they were. Now it's a whole new world. Now they sitting up here, they're bragging about it. Yeah, I haven't seen a day in time like this because we old heads. I've never seen a day in time like this where women would admit to all of their particular shenanigans.
not even admit to the shenanigans, man. I saw on the TV show, I don't even want to say the show's name, but the lead character asked somebody else, can you teach me how to hoe? Teach me how to hoe. Like, this is a badge of honor. Y'all. This is a badge of honor. And it's no better, sisters, if y'all are listening, it's no better than the dude out here wilding too. It's no better. This shit goes both ways.
I mean, you know, like you talk with your homies, you know, you talk about who you've been with and all that, but that was behind closed doors. We're not doing this shit on podcasts. That's not going to be my episode where I just go completely into detail. We'll talk about situations.
Yeah, but, you know.
But I ain't going into
details. Ain't going into details, yo. This actually
sloppy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I ate it from the back.
Yeah.
You ate it from the back.
Yeah.
When my man Harry, when my man Corey Holcomb said, "You, I'm gonna be there and I eat it from the back."
Wow.
Hey, but that's what they talk about. I ain't never heard a day in time like this where they this graphic.
The experience.
Yeah, that's wild.
Hey, but listen, like I said, man, it said on the news that Atlanta is the sugar daddy capital. It's the sugar daddy capital.
Lord have mercy.
And I mean, you know, I was on this website. This app, I didn't even go say it, but it's called Tag, right? So a lot of the females on there, right out the gate, how you doing? You give some money on my Cash App? And you got dudes out there doing it. You got dudes online.
Doing it.
Actually doing it. You got a female.
I'm talking about they dropping stacks. They ain't just dropping little $100.
You know what I'm saying?
They ain't dropping stacks.
That's all they
triggered.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? Are they actually receiving the sexual?
No, they're just know. No. No. Huh?
I don't know.
They just know. It's an offering.
Offering my hand.
This is the modern day shenanigans is going on right now. Yo. You know what I'm saying? That ties into the OnlyFans.
We got bills over here.
Some people are so poor.
Hey, but now, a brother brought up this interesting concept because I was talking about that. I was talking about a situation where there was a comedian and another comedian, their famous comedian, whatever, their social media, whatever. And the dude wasn't with the chick so long and got her a house. Make this long story short, the girl broke up with dude in the same house that he bought. Now, that's a whole nother story. But my thing is like, you got guys, and a dude pointed out, he's like, yo, dude makes X amount of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Whatever he spent on, whether it was a half a mil, $1 million or whatever, he can make that back. It was nothing to him to do that.
Somebody
and I'm like,
understand this. There's an old proverb that stuck with me since the first time I heard it. A fool and his money are soon parted.
Yes.
You dig what I'm saying?
The proverb I was getting ready to say, what? Some people are so poor, all they have is money.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, hey.
My thing is, you know, okay, listen. My thing is, if we've been involved, you know, if we put some time in, you know, if you had my kids, if, you know what I mean? If I had the potential of marrying you, okay, it's like, all right, let me put you in the crib. Yeah, let me put a roof over here. But if we're just, and they were just basically dating, I'm taking a Jay-Z approach.
Yeah,
might light your wrist, but that about it.
Yeah.
Might buy you crisp, but that's about it.
You know, in a couple of months, you don't know this person.
Right.
I'm making you some juice. You know what I'm saying? You're going to lay your head on my motherfucking lap and I'm going to read some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Even if I'm a billionaire.
Now, to me,
you know, because you don't know. Because here's the thing. You don't even know. Because we know everybody has ulterior motives. You don't know if that was the ulterior motive to get the house and then be like, psh, all right, nigga.
You can't fault her.
We're not faulting her.
And I'm just saying, you fought the fool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, that's tricky to me. Okay.
To the highest of trickology.
You have expendable wealth, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or money, you know what I'm saying? Income. You know what I'm saying? And you take it and you just blow it.
But see, at that level, but this is what the brother was saying. This is what the brother that was telling. At that level, you're not worried about it. Because you're able, your residuals are so crazy, you can spend $1 million and then go to sleep and wake up with that $1 million right back.
What about putting that money in a trust for some grandkids and some great grandkids?
Okay, that's what that brother should be doing.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what he should be doing. But we ain't pocket watching and telling him what to do with his money. We're just saying.
But before that, let me just go on some real shit, speaking about myself. When I am in the position to have all of that money, I mean, I'm already a millionaire, motherfuckers just asking my goddamn check. Pardon self. I'm not saying that I would do that as far as buying the gifts and all of that right there. As far as buying objects, I would not be doing all of that right there. But I will be more than willing to spend money on experiences.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We went to this country together. We went over together.
Right.
We did
here
together.
Right.
That right there, I would definitely, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, where you want to go next? I'm like, yo, Chinese food? We going to China. Book a flight. I mean, that right there, to me, that's cool.
Shout out Passport Game.
To me, you know, that ain't tricky.
No, yeah, that's not to know. Actually, no. Yeah, that's sharing experiences.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
You know, that's the relationship, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. The experience, you
brew it up.
And all of that, you know what I mean? You know, but if you're going into it, I think to impress and trying
to impress,
get sex, yeah, that's tricky, man.
You just said something.
Lame.
You just said something, man.
Lame duck.
Yeah.
The Passport Brothers. Now, you had some sisters that was really, really upset with it. Sisters.
That's probably gonna be on the. We're gonna talk about that.
I know
on
we
the
are,
next show.
But I just want to just like end it with one thing.
Right, but here. Passport. Well, I ain't mean the Passport Brothers. I mean, passport people, because it ain't just them. It ain't just them doing that. They are people that actually love to travel and do their thing and go out and see other places. That's super cool. I love it.
But for the sisters calling the Passport Boys lame, let's keep one thing in mind, sisters, and I love y'all more than cooked food. To get that BBL, you gotta go to the Dominican Republic. You need a passport to get there, don't you? Hey. Let's go talk about the passport sisters or the passport women.
The city girls.
Come on now. We're going to end on that note right there. Sir Fry just said that. Get that. Leave Divine alone. I just said
that. We out. We out, y'all. Bullet Slingers. Peace. Peace. Go plug out.